AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Governments in 12 countries involved in President Trump's travel ban are scrambling to understand what it all means. The 12 were on a list of banned countries in the president's first term. At the White House, the AP's Chris Majerian reports this new ban takes effect Monday.
By adding a bit of a cushion before the policy takes effect, he hopes to have less chaos than what happened during his first term, when there was a lot of confusion at airports, travelers were suddenly turned away.
President Trump is ordering an investigation into the actions of his predecessor. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
It's a big jump in his targeting of Joe Biden and could lay the groundwork for GOP arguments that some of Biden's actions in office were invalid. The president's alleging aides hid Biden's cognitive decline, and he's casting doubt on the legitimacy of Biden using an auto pen to sign documents. Last week, the president even wondered if Biden was aware of things done in his name, including immigration policy.
I don't believe it was Joe Biden. I really don't. I mean, look, he's been a sort of a moderate person over his lifetime.
In a statement, Biden says, "I made the decisions during my presidency," adding any suggestion that he did not is ridiculous and false. Sagar Magani, Washington.
With tensions high over tariffs, President Trump spoke today to China's Xi Jinping. A unanimous Supreme Court made it easier to bring lawsuits over so-called reverse discrimination in the case of a woman in Ohio who claimed she didn't get a job and was demoted because she is straight. The Supreme Court is blocking Mexico's $10 billion lawsuit, alleging gun makers in the U.S. fueled cartel violence in Mexico. The Supreme Court is also siding with Catholic Charities in a religious rights case, saying it doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes. The government says filing for unemployment benefits rose to the highest level in 8 months. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Chutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are barely budging on Wall Street as the countdown ticks toward Friday's highly anticipated jobs report. The S&P 500 was little changed in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 29 points. It's about 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite edged up 0.1%. Jack Daniel's maker Brown-Forman sank 16%. The liquor maker is headed for its worst drop on record after reporting results that fell far short of forecasts. The company also said the year ahead would be challenging because of possible tariffs and other uncertainties. Treasury yields ease in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
A private lunar lander from Japan is closing in on the moon, aiming for a touchdown in the unexplored far north with a mini rover. It comes 2 years after the company's first moonshot ended in a crash landing, giving rise to the name Resilience for its successor lander. Resilience holds a rover with a shovel to gather lunar dirt. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.